fourth one. Sell me the show! With UK Debt Experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter.
Jack Tocasini, yeah!
Yes! Hello. Applaud myself. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to see you again. It's so lovely to have such a brilliant voice on fourth one for a change, yes. Isn't it?
Here we are. This is my radio voice.
Yeah, you've got a lovely
thing. I should do those late night.
You would make a fortune, Jack.
Barry White.
Just keep talking.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Tell me about how you're feeling, Jack.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling mellow.
Oh, my God. this is working for me. I don't know about anybody else.
If the comedy all goes belly up, then you've got something to fall back on.
I always have another string in your bow.
You were just saying, actually, sometimes when you're out, maybe at a bar or whatever, and you're just speaking to your pal, then it's your voice that gets recognised first, right?
No one looks at my face. Yeah. You know? Obviously, I'm so ugly. But they look away. But then they hear my voice.
Yeah, I'm the same. I get the same. Yeah. You know, you sound like that fell off the radio. Aren't you?
Yeah,
funny that.
Yeah, there is a bit of that. I got that in a Stonehaven, a little fish trolley on the harbour at Stonehaven when I was touring recently. Yeah. And this woman said, "You sound just like that policeman off the telly." And I went, "I am that policeman off the telly." Yeah. I had my beard at that point. Yeah, so didn't recognize
there you go. Well, you're back at the Fringe now. Yes. You're only on until the 15th. So if you want to go see Jackie, you've got to be quick. 15th. Yeah. Of August. Why? What are you doing for the second half of the month then?
I'm going to go on holiday. Normally I do the whole run, but I thought, I'll just dip my toe in this year as the Chief. I haven't done the Chief live for a while, so I thought, well, I'll just do this as a kind of tryout, try a new material, put some of the greatest hits, some new stuff, all that. And I thought, well, you know, it's a young man's game. Drinking for 4 weeks solid.
Okay, but
so
you're
heading off to Italy, actually, is where I'm going.
Oh, how lovely.
Your show is on at the Gilderballoon, the Paterhuis, which is on Chamber Street, just opposite the museum.
That's
there. 8 o'clock every night until the 15th of the month. Yeah. But as you say, you're going to be the Chief. So
that must have been a gift, getting that role.
It was great,
for you. And the fact that you can now use this as part of our sort of stand-up routine.
Yeah, it's fantastic, because it was just handed to me, you know. Normally I generally write my own stuff, and I do write a lot of the Chief, but I didn't create the character. That was Joe Hewlett, who created Scott Squad, and they just, you know, they were looking for a large Scottish numpty.
And you fitted
Scottish,
the bill,
Scottish
Jack.
Numpties are us. Yeah, exactly.
But you made the character your own.
Yeah, well, that's it. It was the Chief of Police, the Scottish Police, and then a lot of Scott Squad is improvised, so the character kind of emerged over the series. And you know, we all fleshed him out, the producer, the director, the writers, me. And he's someone that as soon as I put the uniform on, I kind of fall into him.
He's a big galoot, isn't he, the fella?
He is a bit of a big galoot. Yeah. I'm slightly worried. John Cleese once said that the comic character you play best is the person you would have been had you not had a sense of humour.
I'm
slightly concerned that's who I might be.
Yeah, I mean, the most famous one is where he has to apologise for offending someone, and in the apology offends someone else, and then has to do it again and again and again, which is brilliant. Okay, well, listen, we're going to give you 30 seconds to sell us the show. Obviously, we're going to ask you to do it in character, if that's all right, as the Chief. And there are certain words, though, Jack, that you are not allowed to say.
Again. Okay, right.
So those three words are
what, sorry?
Tickets.
Show.
Galoot.
Ticket, show,
and
galoot.
You're not allowed to use any of those three words. You've got 30 seconds to sell us your show, and your time starts now.
My name is Chief Commissioner Cameron Mickelson, and I'm performing an entertainment at the Big Inn at the Paterhuis on Chamber Street, 2nd to the 15th of August at 8 p.m. You can buy digital access to my performance via the website, and you will be entertained by Chief Commissioner Cameron Mickelson, who is, despite rumours to the contrary, he is not a numpty.
Oh,
beautifully
done. I got through the 30 seconds.
You did. You were on 31 seconds when you said the word, but that's fine.
That counts.
Yeah.
Come on.
And so, still a big Hibs fan then, the Chief, yes.
Yes, I will try and get down to one of the games while I'm up here. I think I'm here when we're getting thumped by Celtic. So I might go and see that. I think that's in the schedule. It's in the diary. We're getting thumped by Celtic.
Thank you for coming in. Jack Doherty, 8 o'clock until the 15th of August at the Gilded Balloon Paterhouse on Chambers Street. Nice to see you again, Jack.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.